Hi, this is Sandra of Win International Ministries. How are you and how's life been treating you so far? It is my sincere hope that life has been treating you well and that you are finding what God has for you as you seek His way for your life. If you are not happy with how life has been treating you so far, I've got some awesome news for you. With God's help, it can get better, it can change, or it can improve, if you are willing to stay on and pray on with God. I know that it can get better for you. Because, recently I went through some hard times in which I felt that life wasn't treating me well. My life wasn't better. I was tired, fed up, and discouraged with my life's circumstances. But God helped me, and because God helped me, I know He will help you too. So, I want to encourage you to listen to this audio and keep an open mind and allow the Spirit of God to educate you and empower you so that you too can begin to get your life fixed. Let me tell you how God worked to help me get my life better. The other day when I was at a grocery store, I just happened to see Evangelist Wendy Evans. And when I saw Evangelist Wendy Evans, she and I talked for a long time about ministry, about God, and about what was going on in our lives. After speaking with Evangelist Wendy Evans, I just couldn't help myself. I began to tell her about my problems and what I had been going through. I told Evangelist Evans that I had been facing financial struggles again, health issues, disappointments, and broken relationships, and all at the same time. My days and nights were clouded with gloom, doom, and despair. Nothing seemed to work right, and my problems seemed to be stockpiling, and there was little to no help available to me. I told Evangelist Evans, I didn't understand what was going on. And as a result of not understanding, and not getting any help, I had become discouraged and depressed. I felt like I had been trapped in a vortex and was placed in it with no way of escape because I was confronted with obstacles after obstacles, problem after problem, and setback after setback. So much so that it all seemed insurmountable and just way too much to bear. Evangelist Evans asked if I had prayed about it, and I told her that I had prayed a little, but after praying, it just seemed like days turned into weeks, weeks into months, and still, the answers eluded me. I also told Evangelist Evans that I had talked about it a lot with a few of my friends who were also going through similar experiences, and it seemed like none of us could get any help or see any light in our circumstances. I think Evangelist Evans knew that I was hoping that she would give me some good advice because I had already tried everything and it was just not working. Evangelist Evans responded and told me that she understood what I was going through and would pray for me. I was so grateful that she responded with kindness and understanding instead of judgment and condemnation. Then she said, Sandra, since you have prayed just a little about it, God is giving you just a little to no result. Evangelist Evans said that from what she was hearing me say, I spent more time talking about it with my friends than I did praying about it to God, and she thought that was why I was not getting any answers or help in my circumstances. And you know, what I thought about it, and I realized she's right. And I did talk a lot about what I had been going through to my friends, and I did not talk to God about it in prayer that much. So, I said, okay, Evangelist Evans, you're right, I'm gonna pray more. Then she told me that I should pray specifically, Heavenly Father, will you please instruct me on what to do so that I can obtain your divine revelation that can help me change or fix my circumstances? She said, pray that prayer every day, talk about your problems or difficulties with your friends less, and then read these three scriptures each night before bed. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid, do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Evangelist Evans stated that praying that prayer and then reading those scriptures each night before bed would help anchor my faith, strengthen my resolve, and help me begin to believe so I could begin to see God show up and respond in my discouraging circumstances to help. I was like, wow. Evangelist Evans, how much do I owe you for this? She looked at me and smiled and said, Sandra, for you, no charge. Try what I gave you and then let me know how it works for you. She also mentioned that I should be patient and keep praying even if it seemed like it was not working, because God responds according to His timing and not mine's. I said okay, and then walked away with a whole new confidence and whole new desire to try again. What I didn't realize then is that me seeing Evangelist Evans during that chance meeting was actually God answering my prayer, and I didn't even realize it until later. I begin to use what Evangelist Evans gave me to use. Day in and day out I prayed, and I still didn't see anything, and nothing changed. I quit hanging out talking to my friends, and I quit complaining about all of my problems and how bad things were. To my surprise, I begin to feel better and be at peace. I begin to think maybe life for me could be better. After a while, I quit worrying so much about all of my problems. I took up new hobbies and started new opportunities. My finances begin to improve. I made new friends, old friends came back. My health sprung forth and improved, obstacles vanished, disappointments quit happening, and I had a new outlook on life. Then I had an epiphany. My prayers had been answered, but in incremental steps, using incremental ways that God had nudged me to take. God had nudged me to get involved in new activities, new groups, and new churches. This all resulted in my prayers being answered and my life getting better, so that I could be treated better. The moment I tried what Evangelist Evans suggested, in His perfect timing, God began to respond to my prayers. His revelations unfolded before me, guiding me out of the darkness and into His marvelous light. His wisdom and grace paved a way where there seemed to be no way. I am excited to tell you that I got my life fixed. And if I got my life fixed, you can get your life fixed too. I encourage you to use what Evangelist Evans shared with me in situations that you find yourself in that may appear hopeless, not working, overwhelming, or you are just plain tired of them. Try it, because it does work. It helped me, and because it helped me, I know it will help you too. Because I didn't pray but a little about my problems, I want to encourage you as you navigate through your own struggles, remember to immerse yourself in prayer a lot, then hold on to God's promises with unwavering faith, and trust in His perfect timing. It has been said that God may not come when you want Him, but He is always on time. A delay is not always a denial. Sometimes it means wait until God is ready to reveal His divine revelations. In conclusion, dear listeners, I encourage you to persevere in prayer, to lean on His word, and to never lose hope. God's revelations are waiting to unfold in your life, transforming your problems into divine opportunities for growth and blessings. Let's invite God to work in your life like He worked in my life. Let God instruct you on what you need to do to obtain His divine revelations. When you're ready, let's pray. Ready? Let's bow our heads and pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You for Your unfailing love and faithfulness. We invite You in our life and ask for Your help. We are encountering discouraging and depressing situations that have resisted all efforts to improve. We have tried many things and they have failed. Our help is insufficient, but God, Your help is always more than enough. You are the great I Am. You can make a way where there is no way. Father, we ask that You teach us how to obtain the divine revelations that You have in Your hands that can help us change or improve our circumstances. Father, shine Your light on Your revelations brightly in the midst of what we've been going through. Guide us with Your wisdom, Your grace, and Your love, Father. Help us find the way, Lord. We need You. In Jesus' name, we ask and pray. Amen. If you found this audio helpful, encouraging, inspiring, or beneficial to you in any way, message us and let us know how this audio impacted you. Join our email list. Go to wendyevans.org and give us your best donation so that we can continue to help you find God's way to help you get your life fixed. Until next time, keep praying, keep hoping, and keep looking, then expect God to come and take a look around to see what He needs to do to help you get your life fixed.